Chessington Zoo is great. See the animals, funfair and circus. Chessington Zoo is fun for all the family. Admission 45p for adults, 20p for children, and car parking's free. Come to Chessington Zoo in Surrey. Open every day of the year.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. Next in line is a delightful number called Persian Rug by Gus Kahn and Neil Moray, played by a quartet called the Louisiana Sugar Babes. That was James P. Johnson on piano, Jabbo Smith on cornet, Garvin Bushell on bassoon, and Fats Waller at the pipe organ. Rug by Fats Waller and the Louisiana Sugar Babes. My PhD friend is not himself a jazz enthusiast at all. He likes old-time vaudeville and even British music hall artists, but he shares with me a great love of Annette Hanshaw, and in his box was his spare copy of her record of The Right Kind of Man, beautifully sung and with fine hot accompaniment from Eddie Lang and friends.
Strange, but I'm tired of it. I'd be glad to change. and I'd love one alone if I was sure he'd be my own. If I could find him the right kind of man, he'd make me mind him the right kind of man. I could be slaving, behaving all the day long. Wouldn't do wrong. I'd feed him kisses that wouldn't make him fall. No other kisses could tempt him at all. I'd always guide him, beside him where I belong. I'm just so full of love, and to the world I'm making this plea. Where is the man I love? Somewhere I know he's waiting for me. Can he be? Don't need a palace in Paris or Rome. Could even live in a tent for a home. I wouldn't feel bad if I had the right kind of man. I'm just so full of love, and to the world I'm making this plea. Where is the man I love? Somewhere I know he's waiting for me. Where can he be? Don't need a palace in Paris or Rome. Could even live in a tent for a home. I wouldn't feel bad if I had the right kind of man.
The Right Kind of Man by Annette Hanshaw. You may be interested to know that Annette has just found the right kind of man, and on July the 25th last, she married him. As my benefactor is not a jazz collector, he sends me records that often aren't jazz at all, no matter how you look at it. But this next one in the box is a really good example of late 30s jazz piano with rhythm accompaniment by the Four Clefs, sophisticated and just right for late night listening. Blue Lude in C-sharp minor. Thank you. isn't that charming? The Four Clefs Blue Lude in C-sharp minor, made in 1939. The next one in the box had come to grief, for it was split across in two parallel cracks, and I could have wept. But right next to it, another copy of the same record in beautiful condition, especially as it's 51 years old, Bessie Smith's first ever, Gulf Coast Blues. Bessie Smith's Gulf Coast Blues, not, as someone once called it, Golf Course Blues, with the composer Clarence Williams at the piano. The next one is labelled Boyd Center and His Centipedes, but it's not as corny as that. Boyd Center, once billed as the jazzologist supreme, and who used to extract the weirdest clucks and gurgles from his clarinet, does play on it, but quite restrainedly, and he once told me that he tried to get Bing Crosby to sing on this session, but Paul Whiteman, Bing's boss, wouldn't release him, so Paul Small was called in. The title is Doing You Good. Thank you.
that I'm so lonesome for you. I know you're happy and satisfied. You know darn well that I'm blue. I never clown, fool around with the sweeties, as you surely know. You're so happy and gay, now don't be that way, 'cause you know darn well you'll be sorry someday. When we parted, you know I was sad. I really think you were glad. Yeah, my plea, come back to me, baby, won't you? I love you so, let me be your slave. I'll try and give you the things you crave, but I'll bet it's doing you a lot of good to know that I'm lonesome for you.
Doing You Good by Boyd Center and his Centipedes. And by coincidence, in this treasure chest from Chicago was a real Bing Crosby number with Paul Whiteman's orchestra and Bix Beiderbecke, Frank Trumbauer and all the rest. There Ain't No Sweet Man That's Worth the Salt of My Tears. Pity they didn't make that There Ain't No Sweet Gal, but there it is. And after it's finished, we'll have the news and I'll be back with some more.
Like a leaf on a tree that's coming loose from the stem. Shaking like a leaf on a tree because I'm coming loose from my man. I'm like a weeping willow, weeping on my pillow. For years and years there ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my ba da da ba wa da ba ba do ba 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 da wa da. Down and down he dragged me like a fiend, he nagged me. For years and years there ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my ba da da ba da da da. Although I may be blue, still I'm true. I must tell him goodbye rather than have that man gonna lay me down and just die. So broken-hearted sisters, aggravated misters, lend me your ears, there ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my ba da da ba da da ba da da ba da ba da da ba da ba da ba da ba da.
Morning, Tim, it's Sue. Thanks for last night. That Thackeray's Club was super.
You what?
That new club, Thackeray's, on Young Street.
What about it?
Oh, Tim, listen, before you fall asleep again, give me Thackeray's number.
Thackeray's number?
Oh, that is Tim, isn't it?
No, this is Christopher.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Well, don't hang up. You sound gorgeous. I mean, Thackeray sounds gorgeous. I mean, hey, listen. Why don't I take you to this Thackeray's, say, tonight?
Thackeray's, a super new club and wine bar, 9 Young Street off Kensington High. And do call the right number, 01937-9493. That's 01937-9493.
Here they come. It's one for all and all for fun with the Three Musketeers. Richard Lester's all-star, all-action, royal performance film. The Three Musketeers, The Queen's Diamonds. Certificate U, North London, now at Odeon and other cinemas.
Chessington Zoo, Chessington Zoo, Chessington Zoo, Chessington Zoo, Chessington Zoo, Chessington Zoo, Chessington Zoo.
Chessington Zoo.
You can turn on the friend, you can turn on the show, you can turn on the world with Capital.
12 midnight, Christopher Homouzios with Capital News. The extremist Ulster Defence Association has denied that it's operating in Hampshire. Army intelligence officers are said to be studying evidence that the UDA has set up a training unit there. In an exclusive interview with Capital News, a spokesman for the UDA offered his explanation for the story.
One can only draw one of perhaps two or three conclusions. One, that it's perhaps some wild boy who's purporting to be one of our people and trying to live off reflected glory, if you like. The other is perhaps it could be our opposition trying to make things look bad at a time when we are seeking a political responsibility.
Bomb disposal experts have taken an explosive device found outside a pub in Bournemouth back to London for examination. Police said they hadn't yet ruled out an IRA connection. Meanwhile, police have warned of a possible new spate of letter bombs in Britain. They're warning people not to open suspicious-looking envelopes. Now the allegations that the Tories were linked with Courtline. Sir Timothy Kitson, Mr Heath's Parliamentary Private Secretary, says he may sue fellow MP Ian Wrigglesworth. He explains why.
Because Mr Wrigglesworth has been making statements without checking the facts, trying to associate me with the management or with the subsidiary companies of Courtline. And these are not the facts. And so having spoken to him over the telephone before, pointing out the facts to him, he then came back with a second attack on me, which I believe just to be innuendo and scurrilous.
And finally, police have arrested about 280 people, mostly on drug offences, at pop festivals at Reading and Windsor. At Reading, 142 young people have been arrested, and many will appear in court later today. London's weather, the odd spot of rain in the night, but you might need a Mac in the morning, that's right, but it should brighten up later. It's 2 minutes past midnight. Christopher Homouzios, Capital News, in tune with London.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. Well, the next in the box was this rather interesting record of a Negro clarinetist who was the Boyd Center of his race, Fess Williams. He made a good many very nice records with a fine band, and this is one of the best of them, despite the leader's slap-tonguing and so on. Here it is. That's the title.
Thank you.
Here 'tis, or There 'twas, by Fess Williams and his Royal Flush Orchestra. I suppose in view of that, the next one could be by Jack Teagarden and his Grand Slam Band, but actually it's called I'm Sorry I Made You Cry by the Capitol Jazzmen. What a lineup! Jimmy Noon on clarinet, Zutty Singleton on drums, Joe Sullivan on piano, Billy May on trumpet, and Jack Teagarden singing and playing trombone way back in 1943. Sorry I Made You Cry by Jack Teagarden, Jimmy Noon and the Capitol Jazzmen. I'll be back with some more after our break.
Charles Aznavour singing She. That's just a taste of what you'll hear any day you pop into Tapes Galore. Tapes Galore, 151 Edgware Road, has one of London's largest selections of cassettes, cartridges, LPs and singles. And this week, they're selling Aznavour's A Tapestry of Dreams on album or tape for just £1.50. Invest in some good sounds now. At Tapes Galore, 151 Edgware Road, four blocks from Marble Arch. Of a day.
One morning, Sally and Sue were sitting in a traffic jam on the way to the West End when Sally said,
I've had enough of this. I'm going to call Reliance and get a local job.
Right, said Sue. So they both called Reliance on 01834-6153 and got high-paying local jobs. Now they don't get up early to wait for traffic jams, so why not do traffic jams a real favour? Stay out of them. Call Reliance Employment on 01834-6153 and work where you live.
Isn't it good to know, Capital Radio?
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. I make no apologies for taking the records as they were put in the box, and the next is another, much younger Jack Teagarden, 15 years earlier in 1928, playing in a small contingent from Ben Pollack's orchestra under the name of the Lumberjacks. Whoopee Stomp is the title, and yes, that's Benny Goodman, aged 19, on clarinet.
Thank you.
Whoopee Stomp by the Lumberjacks. I think the rarest of all the records in my box is this one. It was made in 1929 in Chicago by Sippy Thomas, better known as Sippy Wallace, one of the great blues singers, with a small band that included Johnny Dodds on clarinet. The label says rather pedantically, Singing with Orchestra. The title is I'm a Mighty Tight Woman. Well, maybe, but a great blues artist. When you find people sending records like that as gifts, it restores your faith in human nature, doesn't it? My friend knows I like Bix, so he really did me proud in sending me another Paul Whiteman with Bix on it, Coquette. Thank you. Coquette by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with Bix and Bill Rank on trombone. Well, the next one made me realise that my learned friend also has a sense of humour, a very neat sense of humour, or else powers of prediction, for the box was posted back in the first week in July when Richard Nixon was still president. Among the non-jazz records I just had to play you was this. Old-time film star Will Rogers nominating Ford for president. Henry, not Gerald. But quite a lot of what he says applies very much to the present situation, don't you think? Even 50 years later, listen.
Toastmaster, gentlemen, you too, politicians. The Democrats are the middle-of-the-road party. The Republicans are the straddle-of-the-road party. So I hereby nominate Mr. Henry Ford for president and christen the party the All-Over-the-Road Party. In the first place, it's too bad he is the competent. That is the only thing that'll beat him. Miss Ford's a good friend of mine, and years ago, he overlooked a suggestion that would have made him immortal. It was when he went over to stop the war. I wanted him to take the girls we had in the Follies and let them wear the same costumes they wore in the show and march them down between the trenches. Believe me, the boys would have been out before Christmas. He has made more money than any man in the world by paying the highest wages. Yet, he don't even manufacture necessities. Neither would you call it a luxury. It just kind of comes under the heading of knick-knacks. I was at his home last year and happened to ask him that in case of stiff opposition, just how cheap he could sell his car. He said, why, Will, by controlling the selling of the parts, I could give the cars away. He said, why, those things will shake off enough bolts in a year to pay for themselves. The second year, that's just pure profit. People think Dr. Cooey was the originator of auto suggestion, but Miss Ford is. He originated all those suggestions when he made the synopsis of a car. He has just recently lowered the price, $50. That's done to discourage thievery. He is the first man that ever took a joke and made it practical. So let's let him take this country. Maybe he can repeat. He should make a good political race if he carries 2/3 of this country now. There's no reason why there shouldn't be a Ford in the White House or everywhere else. He's the only man that could make Congress earn their salaries. He would start a bill through and give each one something to tack onto it. When it come out, it would be ready to use. He is the only man that when Congress started stalling could lift up the hood and see what is the matter with it. Some are against him because he don't know history. What we need in there is a man that can make history, not recite it. Now, if Mr. Ford will just take another one of my suggestions, he can be elected. If he will just make one speech and say, voters, if I am elected, I will change the front on them.
Yes, and there was an old song called I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now. Okay, I was going anyway. So to end with, a fine one by Tiny Parham and his musicians, simply Tiny's Stomp.
Thank you.
Tiniest Stomp by Tiny Parham and his musicians, Chicago, 1929. Well, that's it once more. So till next week, this is Brian Russ saying good night. Hope you enjoyed the show and that you'll join me again next week when Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.
Thank you.